Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times, joins us now. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
What does this mean for people beginning now?
Well, the bottom line is nobody knows. We're in such uncharted territory that the fallout is going to take a long time to figure out. In practical terms, when a corporation loses its AAA rating and goes down to AA or single A, it has to pay higher interest costs. That's one of the great advantages of having AAA rating. So certainly one very real practical possibility is that the government will have to pay a higher interest on this debt, which will actually increase the debt. That will also have an effect on consumers because so much of the interest that we pay in our own lives are pegged to Treasury bills, such as an adjustable rate mortgage. The truth is the larger impact could be symbolic. You know, what does this say about our currency? Will it mean that other countries will be less willing to buy our debt? You know, those are the kind of questions that are going to take a long time to figure out, but they're scary.
Do you expect the other credit agencies to follow?
I don't expect that to happen right away. S&P has been much more hawkish about U.S. debt and about the political problems that have created the debt crisis than the other two agencies. And they've put out warnings. They actually even had the head of sovereign debt, who lives in London, to kind of make a tour of the East Coast recently to talk to key reporters and legislators and so on. So they really have been laying the groundwork for this for quite a while. I don't think Moody's and Fitch, which are the other two big rating agencies, are going to follow immediately.
Of course, the announcement came late on a Friday night. Is there anything Wall Street trading houses are going to try and do over the weekend to prepare for the opening bell on Monday?
I don't think there's anything Wall Street can do. I mean, I think they did do it on a Friday night to give kind of the United States the weekend to absorb the news before the markets opened again to kind of calm things down a little bit, and I think that probably will happen. But the truth of the matter is, so many money market funds and institutions and individuals own Treasury bonds, and there is no other safe haven for them to put that money. It is still the safest place for them to put their money. And so it's not as if Wall Street's going to wake up Monday morning and say, here's an alternative, because there really isn't still an alternative. So I suspect that the reaction on Monday will be quite muted.
And I have to ask, with this disagreement between Standard & Poor's and the Treasury Department and the U.S. government over the $2 trillion calculation error, does that in any way affect the significance of the judgment they wound up reaching?
I don't really think it does at all. The Treasury Department is using that mistake to kind of poo-poo Standard & Poor's work. They're actually making a political judgment. They're basically saying the United States has the ability to pay its debts, but we're worried about the political issues, the paralysis between the two parties, and we're also worried that there's no appetite for raising revenue in the United States. It's all being done by spending cuts. So what S&P is basically saying is to the political parties, get your house in order. And that is much more prominent in their statement than the actual amount of debt in this downgrade.
Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you.